We had one rain, it rained about half an inch here since, in the last 3.5 months. That wasn't very much of one. First day of May was the last good rain. But let it start raining, and it rained for 3 days, and the people would just be fussing all over the place. And I said, bitching, that's another colloquialism.
Yeah, bitching, yeah. They would
fuss, they would complain. They don't know why it doesn't stop raining. They're just tired. After just say maybe 3 days' time, they've had too much. So you can't please them.
Well, say if it, this expression, if it's been cloudy, but the clouds begin to pull away,
yeah,
and the sun starts shining through,
mm-hmm,
what do you say the weather's doing then? It's
clearing off.
Clearing off.
Yeah.
Or say if you had a heavy rain, maybe a couple of inches in just an hour, you say you had a regular.
You hear all kind of terms on that. Some say it's been raining like a cow pissing on a flat rock. That's one of the terms. That's a good old Southern term. It's been raining like a cow pissing on a flat rock, or raining pitchforks and nigger babies.
Have you ever heard anybody say, had a gully washer?
Oh, yes. Well, a gully washer is one that really, you was talking yesterday about these gullies on the sides of the roads. Well, that's a heavy rain is it makes the water flow pretty fast. That's kind of cuts these gullies, and I'd say where it rains about 2 inches in an hour, that's a gully washer. 2 inches in an hour is a darn hard rain, too.
You ever heard anybody call it a toad strangler?
No, I don't believe I have. I don't recall having heard that, at least.
One fellow in Arkansas gave one expression that I'd never run into before. He said that people around where he lived called the heavy rainfall a Noah. Like the Bible,
Yeah. I haven't heard that used.
That was the only
now, thing. Now, of course, there's another term I've heard for hard rain. It should be a water spout. That's not used so much though, but I mean it is. It's a term you have heard.
There are such things as water spouts, like
out in the ocean, for instance, where it's a tornado that joins up with a cloud,
uh-huh,
and that's a water spout outside. But then when it rains hard, and it's almost like water coming out of a faucet on top of you, they say, well, that's rain, a regular water spout.
Well, say if you were having some lightning along with the rain, what kind of storm would you call that?
An electrical storm.
Is it possible to have a storm with just lightning and no rain?
Mm-hmm, sure is.
What would you call that?
That'd just be a plain electrical. That'd just be a plain electrical storm. It wouldn't be a rainstorm. Now, usually, most any summer rainstorm we have has electricity with it, lots of thunder and lightning. But this time of the year, in fact, if it rained this afternoon, you can bet your boots it would thunder and lightning. About 2 months ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, we had a storm. We hoped we were going to get a bunch of rain out of it, but it just got a few drops. But the lightning struck my car out there.
That's long distance.
You want me? All right. Yes. Beg pardon? Yes, how are you getting along? Well?